Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Britton.
Welcome, everyone, to Charting Your Course. I hope you've had a chance to watch the welcome video that I created for you that should be just above this one in the intro module. So, in this recording, we are going to talk about some ways to orient yourself to this class and to orient yourself to the group. And since Jonathan has taken this class before as a student, and since you, Jonathan, are so gifted and skilled, I find at helping to set the energetics of a space, helping to call in beautiful energy inside of a group, I'm grateful to you for creating the outline for this recording. So, why don't we begin by having you share some tips for the listeners for the new cohort on how to prepare oneself for this experience.
Sure. Thank you, Britton. That's so sweet and generous. Okay, so I did take this course last year, and last year the experience was a little bit longer than this year. Am I right about that? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very intuitive and logistical, between portals. Like sometimes it was 4 or 5 weeks between portals. It was 2020.
Yeah, it was 2020.
It was Mars retrograde squaring Capricorn.
Yeah, and it was such a beautiful experience. I really loved being in this container, and I really hope that my contribution as a co-leader this year is going to help bring out more of the essence that's already in this course. That's really my intention. And to go back to your original question about some things that I might share with current participants. The first thing that I thought about was that it's a longer commitment, which you all signing up already know, right? But it's like, you didn't realize that you sign up for a marathon until you started training and you push mile 20, or like mile 19. And then you're like, okay, yes, I'm in a marathon, or like I signed up for a marathon. Like how it feels in your body and in your being, I think is a completely different animal than what it feels like in your mind, And so I think priming the mind is great. And I would also at the beginning here really invite you all to ask what you need to source yourself throughout this experience, right? How do you pace yourself? And also I think it's so important to honor your own learning style, whatever that is. Like maybe take a stock, of like all the other learning spaces you've been in and really ask yourself honestly, what it would take for you to completely feel like you are in this course, to feel like you can be in the rhythm with everybody else. I think related to this, the idea of stamina is also kind of alive in my mind because it's so normal, if it's a longer course, right, to hit a wall. I feel like I've been in a lot of courses, and I would say around perhaps week six, week seven, most people hit a wall. And that's just like really normal. And we've seen this too, Britton, like in our 3 month journey, right? In the Magician's Table, like there is that sense of maybe being a little tired, not being completely tapped in anymore. So I think just really being gentle with yourself and knowing preemptively ahead of time that this is gonna be a thing,
I know. And I wonder too if it's like if I hope you don't mind if I jump in.
No, not at all.
Thinking about myself, where I'll kind of come to a point, I think, with an experience, because we both agree that it's fun. The charting your course is like more than a course. where I'm like, okay, I've expanded enough. Like, whoa, you know, just like the expansion is reaching its limits for me. Where it's just like my nervous system doesn't know how to handle so much, you know?
Yeah.
And so I also think it's helpful to have some sweet compassion around sometimes it's just wanting to like put the expansion on hold for a minute and just integrate. And we do have some weeks off between portals, but it will be, it will be a marathon.
Totally.
So thinking about how to prepare for those times where you feel like you hit a limit, and really asking what it is, like, what do you need? Maybe it's fear of more expansion, but maybe you just need to like be very soft touch with the course for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the one thing that really came up for me, I don't think this course is totally, you know, let's say centered around the idea of shadow work, right? But I do think that if you have biases against certain planets, certain signs, you're gonna come up against it, you know? I remember, I think it was maybe Portal 2 when we talked about rising sign, and I really kind of started deepening into the Virgo archetype, which is my rising sign, and I had a really hard time. So, and you know, it's because I had preconceived notions about Virgo. You know, I had biases and judgments against the sign. And so locating myself within that judgment system was kind of like a dog chasing its tail, right? It can feel a little crazy making. So I want to normalize that. You know, it's very normal that, and I know that this is going to be something that you're going to focus on throughout our time together, right? But having biases and judgments towards certain archetypes, certain signs, certain planets, maybe not liking certain houses, like comes with the territory. That is the way it is, you know? Like this is why we are in this journey together.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
So to that end, I would say that my last point in terms of like tips, right, would be really to take responsibility for your own learning. And I think, you know, when you think even about like the title of this course, right, like it is about charting your course, you know, so like you really have to trust in your own like learning style, trust in your own knowing, and just trust that between the two of us, you know, we can't possibly give you everything.
Yes.
There are going to be, you know, and I think this is the beauty of us collaborating, right? There are going to be things that are much more natural, like come much more natural to you, Britton. There are some things that are much more natural to me. And we collaborate in like really giving you all the buttressing that you need for this journey. And at the same time, there are going to be things that we don't know about. You know, there are going to be things that that are not our expertise, that maybe the way we talk about certain things don't click with you. And I think that's ultimately empowering. And when you feel yourself coming up, brushing up against those feeling of like, oh, the teacher needs to know everything, needs to give me everything, I think it's such a beautiful opportunity for you to really ask where that comes from. It's a beautiful opportunity for deconditioning. And
yes.
You know, in your about your instructor section, you'll see that Britton and I both spend a lot of time at school. You probably spend more time at school than I did, Britton, but we both spend a lot of time at school, and I think there's a lot of deconditioning coming from that.
We have done a lot. Continue to. Yes. 1000%. And adding to notice if you're putting me or Jonathan on a pedestal. Because we live a human experience. I'm pretty forthright about all the ways that I am messy with everything in astrology. I do think that, and this is something I see with clients and students, that as you can get to a certain point where you're understanding enough about astrology and enough about your chart, that the hunger to get answers and the hunger to like decode it becomes so strong. And you may notice in yourself this like deep, urgent desire to detangle it all like right now, you know? And I feel like you'll notice over the course of the long course, right, that you'll begin to learn to relax that like desire to know the answers right now. And just allow things to just start to be softer and slower in their unfolding for you, and recognize that they're always unfolding. There is no one code and one answer. And so I feel like that's part of like the curve of responsibility too, is like, as you check in with yourself and notice, like, am I feeling anxious about getting an answer to this immediately, you know?
Yeah.
And that's part of what we're doing here, is unlearning like that desire for the immediate one answer.
Absolutely. I struggled with this. You know this, Britton. I think, you know.
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I really am calling maybe all of us, you know, but I think specifically if you're like Virgo rising, Gemini rising, Scorpio rising, you know, I am looking at you. You might be, yeah, it might be like an extra hard time, and it's like extra module in deconditioning from that. And I would say also, like, you know, some of that desire, right, is probably rooted in something really good too. You know, like, you sincerely want to learn. And I did put one of the resources that I put in, like, going deeper, if you feel like you're someone who's like excited to go deeper before we even start, I do think that there are a couple resources which I think kind of give you that broader overview if that's something that you want. In some of my meetups, we're also going to be doing some of these, you know, kind of like taking a step back and just looking at everything kind of thing. And so I think it's going to help. And at the same time, yes, even if you know it intellectually, to really know it like on an embodied level takes so much time. You know, like earth work, pentacles work is so profound because the body has its own rhythm, you know? And honoring that rhythm, I think, is part of the charting your course, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just another final word. I say final, but I'm always like, and then another layer that I can add. But on responsibility, you know, and on this idea, like, there may be times when you may want to like throw something at me, like you want me to tell you, you know, you want me to tell you what the course is, you know, for you. Yeah. And it's like, we would never deprive you of the magic of putting like yourself at that point of where you're connecting to your emergent course, you know? And that is that taking of the responsibility. So our goal is to help you trust in yourself that you can know the course that's unfolding for you. Not that there's one, and, you know, not that it's like, not that it's not messy.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for that. Yes. It's always messy.
New favorite word. Beautiful. Are you good on the tips?
Yeah, I think so. Do you have any tips?
They're so great.
I feel like maybe you'll share it in the other video, but I want to
open space
for you.
Here. I did. I feel really complete with what I shared in the last video.
Okay, cool. Great. So the next topic that we had online today is in line. Online, I don't know, my Mercury in Pisces, who knows, is how to orient yourself to the group, right? Because this is a group learning experience. And I understand that, you know, some of you, as I was saying, honor your learning style, your learning experience, right? Some of you may really feel like the first thing that came up is, I like to learn by myself. In the comfort of not being witnessed by other people. First of all,
I'm totally that person.
Fully honor that, right? I fully see you. I fully acknowledge you. And at the same time, consider the potential, the ways that that is a byproduct of what I call abusive educational system, you know, that we all had to go through the same material all at the same time, right? Doing it in a certain way. There's like a test that's like right or wrong. It's very anxiety inducing, the group environment. It can be, because I think that we just have not learned how to do grouping skillfully.
Yeah. You know?
And this is, if you listened in on Britton and I's conversation on her podcast, when I talked about my own experience, this was a big like wound experience for me. I really was like, get me away from the group, right? So I see you, I feel you. I would say that the one concept, right, that really is kind of the umbrella to how to orient yourself to the group. Like, if you have no other time to hear us talk about the rest, right? And if I just can give you one thing, it would be this idea of the weird web, right? So the weird web is really, at its heart, a remembrance that we are all connected, that we are all part of the web of life, right? And so asking, at the beginning here, what is your energetic contribution to the space, right? If you know, if you recognize that you are part of this web, right? Any little movement you make and any little movement you did not make will affect the rest, right? In subtle ways, in very big ways, but we're always connected. So in some ways, I think situating yourself, right, as really connected with yourself, connected with the world around you, connected with the cosmos, connected with the people in the space, right? Britton and I and all the other participants, connected with people who took this course before, even, perhaps. Really thinking about that and feeling into what are some of the qualities that you really like about yourself, that you really appreciate and that you want to share with others, right? Because it's like, I always think of this in terms of cooking. Like when I found the perfect Mapo tofu recipe, I'm like, I want to share this with all my friends. You know, I want to make this for everyone, right? So really thinking about what are some of those qualities that you want to bring into the space, you know, and what are some of the qualities that, probably, you know, I really recommend bringing your whole self, and at the same time, right, feeling into what is the impact of this action towards the group, right? What is the impact for other people in this space that you're sharing with? Because you're always with us, even if you can't come to the live meetups, even if you aren't super chatty in the Slack space, right? You're still contributing through your silence, you know? Yeah. So not to totally put a lot of pressure, right? But really feeling into this connectedness that we all have.
Mm-hmm. Some powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything you would like to add to that, Britton?
Well, I want to share that for a lot of my life, if somebody was like, feel into what's special about you and how you're going to bring that, I would kind of get terrified because I'd be like, I don't know. You know? So I also want to speak to like, that's okay too. Think of how your really good friend, or think of how your cat or dog, like think about, you know, something that you, some being that you engage with in any way where they, you can tell they're happy to see you, and feel into that part of you that people feel, or that your cat feels, and then that's what you're bringing. That's what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because when I think about getting in a group of strangers, that's when it would be hard for me to understand what the likable thing is, or what the thing that can be appreciated is, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I would also add a lens to that, right? Another lens is that just because you haven't received a lot of positive feedback about certain aspects of your personality, you can bring what you like, you know, like if you can feel into, oh, but I really like that I'm super organized, or like that I make to-do lists, bring that, you know, and that's beautiful too.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Yes.
So to that end, you know, I'm kind of feeling into this idea of how we can enchant the meetups, you know, because
I love that.
Yeah, because I really feel like these meetups, you know, as a past participant of this course, it's really the part of the course that is so like, as we go along and we start to drop the masks, right? Which, you know, it's normal. It's normal. We all do that, right? We come into a space and we wear some sort of mask, and it takes some time for us to feel safe in that group and to really kind of sink in, right? And once, you know, you kind of start to feel that everybody starts meeting at the same frequency, it's really very, it's magical. It's such a magical experience. Like these meetups become the 1 hour that you look forward to in your week. I mean, at least it was for me. It was so supportive. And I just want to support and want to cheerlead my other friends, you know, who are living their own lives, right, in this space. So I think that we are used to this idea that when we're in a class, in a learning environment, the power source are really the facilitators. And I want to, not that I'm deflecting responsibility, right? Britton and I really take responsibility for this space as facilitators. At the same time, we are all bringing the lantern, you know? We are all bringing the light, we are all bringing the power into this space. And so we really want to hear your insights. We want to hear from you. So, you know, if you can't make it to the meetup and you have something burning you want to share, feel free to record yourself on your phone. You know, you have the voice note app. I know you. You have it on your phone, right? So let us hear you, you know. And I think this is part of the deconditioning too, because as you move into this slightly uncomfortable space of allowing your insights to be heard, allowing your contribution to be felt by the group, it reminds you that you do know, you know, for yourself, and that you may have wisdom to share with others too. So I think, you know, whether that's a question, whether that's an insight, or maybe you create, you know, maybe it's Jupiter week, and then you decided to create a song for Jupiter. We want to hear it.
Yes.
Right? Like share in the Slack space, share in the meetup. If you are not sure if this is more Slack material or meetup material, reach out to me. You know, I'm happy to parse that out for you. If that's something that you're concerned about, you know, maybe looking at you Virgo risings out there, you're like, is this appropriate? You can ask, you know, if you need like someone to just bounce ideas off of. But I'm really feeling that as we get deeper into this class, right, as we all kind of sink into different but complementary frequency energetically, we will really start, you will be able to start depending on each other too, you know, to kind of like, is this something that I should share? Or maybe like you want to create opportunities to meet up outside of the group. That's great too. I mean, we are, again, any interaction that you have outside of the container of this class, you know, Britton and I have limited ability, right, to mediate or anything. I don't think anybody will get into any fight. I'm just going to put that out right, right? But in case there's conflict, it is not technically our job description to be mediating the conflicts. At the same time, we want you to make friends, you know, if you have consent from the other person, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you would like to add to that, Britton?
Sort of like pedagogically, I guess might be the term, that I see the recorded lesson that I share each week for you as like my gift out, you know? And then when we come to the meetings, it is like, for me, a co-creative learning space where it's shared learning. We're bouncing off each other. Like I'm decentered then, you know, as I don't want to be the center in the live meetups at all. Because now I want to like jazz it up with all these voices and hear stories and hear what's lighting people up and let you answer each other and talk to each other. And so just so that's clear, that it's through the lessons that I'm doing, like the Britton's teaching and the live meetups are for co-creating meaning together.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yes, I have the same intention. I really want to hear from all of you. I want to be of service and of help in the meetups. And yeah, so please bring yourself to the meetup.
Yep, exactly.
So now I want to talk about some things that are more kind of, you know, boundary, right? Le cadre.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yes, the box, right? The box. Respect, you know, goes without saying, but it's, I think, really worth iterating, right? Being kind to others. Don't assume that you're walking the same life path, right? Both in terms of positive and negative, right? It's easy now in our conversations, in our culture, we talk a lot about oppression. We talk a lot about being in a marginalized identity. And at the same time, I think that don't assume that someone necessarily experiences, right, on a direct level, certain privileges just because someone looks a certain way. So I want to be very clear about that, because this is really a space where we do acknowledge the harm that oppressive structures do to us as individuals and as a collective. At the same time, you know, it is not a finger pointing, a blaming space. So I think I want to be very clear about that. When disagreements show up, you know, trust that that's really part of the learning process. I love this phrase that I probably heard from someone else, or it's just like coming from my own wellspring. I don't know, but really give yourself the maximum amount of compassion and give others the same maximum amount of compassion. Give as much benefit of a doubt as you can. If someone says something that's kind of harmful, kind of weird, gently call them in. You know, if you feel like Britton and I need to step up, alert us. You know, we will try our best to really monitor the Slack conversations, right? Again, we want it to be powered by you. So if you don't immediately see Britton or I responding to certain Slack messages, it's possible that we are just being Mercury Pisces and just not seeing it. It's also possible that we want to give space, right, for others to really kind of jump in and for all of you as participants to deepen your own relationships with each other. So I think, you know, decentering from that, like, oh, you know, but teacher, I'm totally a teacher's pet. And I think it's powerful to heal from that, you know, to like be in a healing process with that. But really, you know, when there is something that you feel warrants our attention, please, please reach out to us. We want to hear.
From the teachings themselves.
Including from the teachings themselves, including the way I show up in some of the meetups, right? If you feel like there's something that is like maybe bothering you, like talk to me. I am very open to that. I want to learn. I'm fully prepared to learn from all of you in this space. Yes. So that is important. And the other thing, which to me is kind of a hard line, is confidentiality. We are going to be bringing our whole self. We're going to be bringing our whole experiences to this container. Do not assume that just because somebody brings certain materials into this class, right, that they're okay with that being spoken about in outside of the container of this class.
Yes. And
that's super important. Yeah.
And just like as a general rule, someone's chart is really, really sacred private business. And so it's just a hard line that we don't talk about somebody's chart without their consent or permission outside of their presence, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for those of you who may, you know, want to really deepen, right, into perhaps, you know, offering your thoughts, you know, about astrology, even offering like more formal readings to like friends and family, right? I think that's just a good, that's just ethics. Part of the ethics is you don't talk about someone's chart, A, without their consent, B, without them being present.
Yes.
You know, I think that's really, it's just a good practice for your own also spiritual hygiene.
Yes.
Yeah. And the next thing is consent, because I think that, you know, I'm really feeling into the energy of the group that's kind of coming together. And I think everyone has such beautiful hearts, beautiful intentions. And I'm really excited to see how everyone can contribute to each other's lives. I think advice is kind of overrated in our culture. We don't really know. Like, it's kind of, we live in a weird, we have a weird relationship with advice. And so yeah. I want to really honor where everyone is at, you know, so first of all, I would say, you know, allow yourself to kind of create a kind of like a psychic system around you, right? A psychic alarm when you start to get into advice territory, you know, when you start to creep up on that, right? Just allow yourself to feel. Also, I think that somatically this shows up. For me, it really shows up in like in terms of like a feeling in my gut, you know, oh, I'm kind of in somebody else's garden here, you know? So first, I would say normalize knowing what that feels like. And then yes. Feel into the difference between what it is, you know, to share your own experience as like bonding, right? Versus like advice. Because I think the line is very thin there. I have crossed this line quite a few times. So it's totally normal, right? I'm not saying that this is like a bad thing, but I'm just saying that part of being more skillful with what you bring to the space has to do with feeling into what feels right for you. And there's really sometimes no hard line, right? So to that end, I would say normalize asking for consent. Normalize asking, you know, saying, I feel you. I see you in your experience. Are you looking for outside perspective from me? Are you looking for Yeah, are you looking for me to chime in with some shares about my own experience? Words are magic, you know? So I think I really want to, at the beginning here, normalize saying things like that. It's not, you know, you taking up too much space. It's not you. It's you being really mindful of your own energetic contribution to the space.
Yes.
And also normalize, you know, saying, you know, I want to share this. And I don't want or need any advice. That's okay too.
Yes. Yes. And also, or like, I want to share this resource and I don't need anyone to follow up with if they liked it or they checked it out or
Yes.
if they even care. If you're detached from that and it's truly to share, then it's okay if nobody interacts with that engagement or engages with that share. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Totally. 1000%. I have in my own practice, you know, when folks come to me for readings, I've had to be more explicit about this because I love to give people a lot of resources. And I think, you know, you'll probably see that in teaching spaces too. I am a moon in Gemini person. I consume a lot of content. A lot, a lot, a lot. And so I like to share this freely with everyone. And I want to be very clear at the beginning, I do not need you to tell me any, you don't have to get back to me on anything.
Yes.
I'm giving that freely, you know. So I think that's also, thank you for bringing that up, Britton, because that is so important. We want to be in a space of just sharing freely without any expectation of being reciprocated necessarily when you're sharing resources.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's very powerful.
Yes.
To for me, it's been very powerful to heal. And it's not like I'm done, I'm always working on it, but heal my desire for validation whenever I offer something, you know.
Absolutely. So the next part is, I think, you know, two pieces of the same puzzle, right? We want you to bring your whole self. And we also want you to bring critical thinking and discernment to this material, to this course, to this space. So we really aim to provide, right? I mean, because we have so many weekly meetups, it is going to be a supportive experience for your life. We want you to bring your experiences. We want you to bring, you know, like once we open up the portal to like, Mars, right? Like we want to hear your Martial experiences, right? We want to hear your Venusian experiences. But also, you know, the critical thinking piece, I think, A, it goes without saying that some of the materials won't resonate with you, won't fit into your cosmology. Britton and I will get further into this later, but like, I think really acknowledging, you know, that we all come from different backgrounds. We all have different experiences with our family, have different experiences with different systems in our lives. We come from different lineages, right? So we're all going to respond to things very differently. Trust that not everything's going to resonate, not everything's going to click in the way that we share it with you. And two, I think also feeling into how certain materials that you bring into the meetup space, and you know, this is a work in progress always, right? So I don't want any shame attached to this at all. But you might be starting to share something and then you realize, oops, this is something that I need to be talking to my therapist about. Or I need to get a reading. You know, I need someone to attentively, exclusively hold space for me with regards to this, you know? And feel into, like, I think as you get deeper into being in the groove with this group, right? I want us all to really take responsibility, right? The ability to respond to that sense of, oh, you know, this is not really appropriate for this space, you know? This is as much as I want to share with this space. And I'm gonna trust that that's gonna be okay, right? Because I do think that in meetups, there is like a collective sense as well. You know, I don't want you to hold back. At the same time, I want you to put your discernment
Yes.
around this. Yeah.
And sometimes, we realize, whoa, I took up too much space. That's learning too,
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, it's
Playing
fine. We are here to let me see
with
you. Yeah, we are here to celebrate you. So there's no shame in taking up too
this.
much space or take or feeling fear around taking space. There's just no shame in any of that because we as a culture don't have good relationship with taking up space. It's just, we're all learning here. We all can offer maximum compassion. And at the same time, we can cultivate greater skillfulness. Yeah.
Skillfulness.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for that one.
Yeah. So, I've mentioned this before, but this is a space where we do acknowledge harm. We don't bypass. We also don't point fingers. All of that seems a little contradictory, maybe, because of just the way that our conversation can be. But really, I think holding complexity, for the ways that we both experience harm or have had harm inflicted upon us, and we also inflict harm.
Yes.
That is part of being in an oppressive structure, it's normative and it's not normal. So
Astrology being just like real life, astrology holds a lot of paradox and complexity. And so it's actually like it's part of life, part of the group, part of the curriculum. Part of all of it, that paradox and complexity will be in our hands, and we'll work through that together if
absolutely.
things come up.
Yes, absolutely. The last piece that I have is that this is a no urgency space. This is a no urgency space, which means that you may come into this class, right, with what I call the Amazon mentality. With Amazon, there's a 24/7 support, right? You can get returns anytime, right? The customer is always right. This is really a learning space, and so I think that it's important at the beginning here to just not, de distance yourself from the expectation that anyone will respond within a certain time frame. Be that Britain, be that me, be that your fellow participants, right? Nobody is entitled. You are not entitled to anybody responding within a certain time frame. And if you, with the exception of very urgent requests, right? Like not being able to access certain learning modules. That's, to me, that's pretty urgent. Not being
Yes.
able to access the Zoom meeting. So, in the how to reach out to Britton and Jonathan section, we do list our ways to reach out to us, right? Please, please, please review that beforehand because we each have, Britton and I have very different boundaries around this too. And so I am pretty open. I like people to interact with me. I don't like it when you are like, hello, hello, like, did you hear about my Wednesday? I don't like that. I don't think anybody likes that, right? Like, that is unnecessary. I will get to you. I will always strive to get back to you whenever I can, as soon as I can, as soon as I feel that I have the energy to devote, to your query, right? Also, I want to be very clear about this. If you have very urgent requests that you need me to address pretty much right away, feel free to add, right, in your email, especially for urgent requests, please send me an email. And add like urgent in the subject line. I am okay with that. I want to know if something is urgent to you, right? And I want to normalize too that if you do, put urgent on your subject line and I actually don't think it's urgent, I will tell you. I will be like, I do not think this is urgent. Just for us to kind of be on the same page, right? Not for me to be mean. right? But really, I want us to have this open communication. But I want to also hear from you, Britton, about your, maybe you already said this in your welcome video, but how do you want folks to reach out to you?
Yes. So, and I do clarify some things in that section of the intro module on how to reach out to us. I love when people want to reach out by email to share, like, I just want you to know, da da da. Like, maybe there's something that came up that people want to share that intimacy by email with me. I love that. Just understand that I may not be timely with my response. It's not because I don't care. It may be because I'm letting it reflect in me for a while. Sometimes you see things that, you know, when you're on the go, and then they get lost and it takes a few days till you have a time to sit down and review email. And my Mercury in Pisces struggles to be super on time. And I decided I don't really value that as much as I used to value. Mm-hmm. So I welcome those, but any questions about the content, like if you're, you know, wanting to talk about something in your chart, or you want to talk about something from the lesson, absolutely, that is for live meetups. Like, that's what I want to talk about in the live meetups. Like, that's, I'll just gently say, this is a great question for class. You can either send it through the Google form pre-class, or just raise your hand in class that this is what you want to talk about. But I won't answer it by email, you know?
Yes. I think that's just good practice in general. Mm-hmm. That's good practice, especially if you have folks who are offering astrology readings in your life, you know, and like they have really invested the time, the energy, the resources to deepen their own studies, right? If you do have questions, ask for their consent. Can I ask you about this? I think that's good practice. And you know, normalize not getting offended if they say, I think you should just book a session because I can't deal with this. That's okay too. Like,
people you wouldn't call your doctor and say, I have more questions, you know, or email your doctor. Just to give an example. But yeah, I think that any chart-based queries or content-based queries, my goal is that the lessons and the modules feel so resourced and feel so full that you don't feel that you need to.
Yes.
And that's where I feel like I've done what I'm doing for you, you know? So if you want more, then it sounds like you might want to get a reading with someone, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But feel free to let me know if there's just something you want to tell me. If you have kind words, if you have concerns about something from my teaching, those types of things, I welcome them, and just give me some time to respond.
Yes, absolutely. Another sub point I had around this was also to normalize that responses, like email responses from us, right? Let me know if this resonates with you, Britton, but I feel like there is a hierarchy to like how we show up, right? In terms of how we see the importance of us as facilitators showing up. To me, you know, obviously any recorded lessons like this video, like Britton's recorded lessons, like maybe some additional resources from me are at the top of my priority. I really bring my energetic A game to that, right? And then my meetups, I also do all I can. You know, if I can't be at my computer and I'm at my phone, I will still be there fully energetically with you all, right? The same goes with every extra meetups, right? With regards to email, I appreciate, and Slack, I appreciate your insights. I may be brief in my answer, you know, and please know that that is not at all a reflection of how precious and beautiful and important your shares are.
Yeah.
it is not a reflection of that, right? It is a reflection of our time. We are human. You know, I don't have an assistant, you know, offshore to answer to my email. I answer my own email. So Britain is the same. So know that we can't always send really long emails. And I want to be very upfront. I am very erratic with my emails too. Like sometimes when I really feel like it, I will give you a very long response. Very comprehensive. It's like you getting a mini email lesson from me. If
yeah.
you And sometimes I don't. I don't have the time. Sometimes I'm busy. But know that when I open your email, I do open, you know, my heart space, right, to whatever you want to share. And I hear you and I feel you. And I may just respond, I feel you, I see you, I'm sending you support and care, and that's it, you know?
Yes.
And that's not a reflection of your share at all. So know that we have that hierarchy, right? And this is something that is important for us to have as facilitators, because we have limited resources, we have limited energy, right? And we want to be as generous as possible with you in this course. But we have our limits as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're also modeling living our whole lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for putting together this beautiful outline. And there's so much wisdom that came through. It's so beautiful what you've set for the group. So I'm thanking you, Jonathan, and I'm thanking everyone for bringing themselves to the energetic space we're setting here. It's going to be so great.
Yay, I'm so excited.
All right. All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you.